This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Smoke from a prescribed fire might be visible from parts of the Denver metro. Fire crews have been doing a controlled burn on U.S. Forest Service land near Green Mountain in far southern Jefferson County. While much of the metro is experiencing gusty breezes, winds are lighter near the prescribed fire, and fire crews say the work will reduce brush, vegetation, and other fuel. Concert and sports tickets will soon come with new consumer protections in Colorado. CPR's Paula Schulze does more.
A new law signed Wednesday requires ticket sellers and resellers to guarantee refunds under certain conditions, including if an event is canceled for any reason. The bill also opens up ticket sale businesses to more civil lawsuits by expanding what counts as a deceptive trade practice. Those include selling a ticket without displaying the total cost or misleading advertisements. Businesses in violation will face penalties up to $20,000 per offense. I'm Paul Shalsada, CPR News.
The ACLU of Colorado and a state nonprofit focused on HIV prevention are suing the city of Pueblo. They're concerned over the city council's recent ban of syringe exchange programs in the city. Councilors voted last month, to ban the programs due to discarded used needles littering public spaces. The nonprofit Colorado Health Network says the lawsuit seeks to overturn the ban. And commuters for light rail travelers might take longer tonight. Track inspections are delaying RTD trains. Officials say the H, E, and R lines are still affected from earlier this evening. The E line from Union Station to Ridgegate Parkway and Lone Tree is seeing the longest delays of up to 45 minutes. This is CPR News and KRCC.